You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back to another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We've got Coach Devlin with us. Dev, nice to see you once again. And a question from John Foster today. John's saying, it looks as though, this is not good news, it looks as though I won't be able to put any weight on my left foot for 6 weeks after surgery. How do I maintain some level of fitness during this period?
Yeah, so John, yeah, sorry to hear that firstly. I mean, that's never good news. I think firstly would be to get an idea from whether it's a doctor you're seeing or a physio that you are seeing, to get an idea if cycling is an option. And then in saying that, if you have access to cycle, whether it's on an indoor trainer, at a gym, on a stationary bike, we can definitely do some form of cross training to keep you going. I would like to see some cycling. If cycling is not an option and you have got access to a pool, swimming would be probably the next best thing, because it isn't load-bearing on the foot at all. You are able to get that cardio training in still. So the cross-training, there are definitely ways to keep you going, to keep you ticking over and not necessarily lose too much fitness over the time. The strength training is still going to be key, and there's a fair amount of strength that you can do that doesn't necessarily load the foot. So we would obviously need to work around the particular injury. But the biggest thing for me is to try and find a way to keep active. So whether it is, as I mentioned, either cycling or swimming as a form of cross training to keep you going through the time that you are injured and unable to run at the moment.
Yeah, and Dev, the challenge is too, I mean, 6 weeks off, you are going to lose some fitness. There's no doubt about that. And when you start picking up again, a lot of people fall into this trap. I know I'm super guilty of it. When I am forced to take a break for whatever reason it is, you always try and pick up where you left off. And that is looking for trouble. You do need to realize that, you know, things haven't gone according to plan. I might need to take one step back in order to move forward, as opposed to just trying to pick up where you left off, and then another 3 weeks down the line, you're injured once again and forced to take more time off.
Yeah, exactly. And to be fair, that's where, if you have got access to swimming and cycling, you're not losing as much, so you generally will pick it up a little bit quicker. Obviously, if you are forced into 6 weeks off completely, 6 weeks is a long period of time, and it is, like you say, absolutely imperative that we do start you slowly and build you into a safe progression again. The strength training, as I mentioned, if you can keep up with some form of strength training, you're at least allowing the body to prepare for when that load comes back. But yeah, we need to judge as to how much time have you had off, what was the severity of that layoff, and then make sure that we do build you back safely. And yeah,
absolutely. Cool. Great question, John. Best of luck for that recovery. Dev, as always, thanks for your time, and we'll catch up again next time here on the Ask Coach Parry podcast.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.